Задание B1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. Can you imagine it? The average American spends more than $100 on Valentine's Day, and men spend almost twice as much on Valentine's Day as women do. A survey I read shows that more than one-third of men would prefer not receiving a gift. At the same time, just less than 20% of women feel the same way. The reason for this is partly that the holiday seems just too expensive. Speaker B.
As far as I know, on Valentine's Day, no one saves money on flowers. No wonder. Flowers may cost up to 30% more that day. Some people even buy and send flowers to themselves on Valentine's Day. The most popular flower is still the rose, followed by lilies and violets. The colors of flowers are very important, as they speak about your feelings and emotions. But many people just don't pay attention to that and buy whatever they find nice and suitable.
Speaker C.
I was surprised to learn that Valentine cards have a very long history. Some scientists believe that the tradition was probably started by Charles, Duke of Orleans, because the oldest surviving Valentine dates back to him, to the year of 1415. It was a beautiful poem written by the Duke to his wife. However, some historians trace the roots of the holiday back to the Roman times and their pagan celebrations, or early medieval times.
Speaker D.
Do you know that 1 billion Valentine cards are sent each year worldwide, making it the second largest card-sending holiday of the year, behind Christmas? I've heard Hallmark, a big card producer, even employs research staff to analyze the sales pattern of previous Valentines. They analyze customer interviews and in-store observations to find out which cards have been a sellout this or that year, and which age group chooses which type of cards, and which is the best poem on the card, and so on.
Speaker E. BBC reports that India has spoken out against Valentine's Day, calling it an attack on local culture for commercial purposes. So I guess they do take it seriously, and there are people not in favor of this holiday. The Catholic Church, for instance, struck St. Valentine's Day from its official calendar in 1969. There even have been times when Valentine's Day was close to being forbidden. Speaker F.
The University of Maryland has a team of academic experts educating the media about Valentine's Day, no matter what angle they wish to cover. There, I've read that many people choose Valentine's Day for getting married. Can you imagine? The list of celebrities who've done this includes Elton John and Meg Ryan. And quite a lot of famous people have been born on that day.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. Can you imagine it? The average American spends more than $100 on Valentine's Day. And men spend almost twice as much on Valentine's Day as women do. A survey I read shows that more than one-third of men would prefer not receiving a gift. At the same time, just less than 20% of women feel the same way. The reason for this is partly that the holiday seems just too expensive. Speaker B.
As far as I know, on Valentine's Day, no one saves money on flowers. No wonder. Flowers may cost up to 30% more that day. Some people even buy and send flowers to themselves on Valentine's Day. The most popular flower is still the rose, followed by lilies and violets. The colors of flowers are very important, as they speak about your feelings and emotions. But many people just don't pay attention to that and buy whatever they find nice and suitable.
Speaker C.
I was surprised to learn that Valentine cards have a very long history. Some scientists believe that the tradition was probably started by Charles, Duke of Orleans, because the oldest surviving Valentine dates back to him, to the year of 1415. It was a beautiful poem written by the Duke to his wife. However, some historians trace the roots of the holiday back to the Roman times and their pagan celebrations, or early medieval times.
Speaker D.
Do you know that 1 billion Valentine cards are sent each year worldwide, making it the second largest card-sending holiday of the year, behind Christmas? I've heard Hallmark, a big card producer, even employs research staff to analyze the sales pattern of previous Valentines. They analyze customer interviews and in-store observations to find out which cards have been a sellout this or that year, and which age group chooses which type of cards, and which is the best poem on the card, and so on.
Speaker E. BBC reports that India has spoken out against Valentine's Day, calling it an attack on local culture for commercial purposes. So I guess they do take it seriously, and there are people not in favor of this holiday. The Catholic Church, for instance, struck St. Valentine's Day from its official calendar in 1969. There even have been times when Valentine's Day was close to being forbidden. Speaker F.
The University of Maryland has a team of academic experts educating the media about Valentine's Day, no matter what angle they wish to cover. There, I've read that many people choose Valentine's Day for getting married. Can you imagine? The list of celebrities who've done this includes Elton John and Meg Ryan. And quite a lot of famous people have been born on that day.